What's up, Feasters? Welcome back to another great episode of the Anime Feast. I'm Dominique, and with me, as always, we have the wonderful Tawan.
What up, what up? Hello. I was going to say something in Japanese, and I was like, konnichiwa? Bogabing right now. Hey, I lost an hour, so...
I'm so confused.
It's just like I expect so much,
and
I didn't get what I didn't get it. I got like 50% of what I wanted. In the rumbling master, Matthew.
Yeah, what up, everybody? I thought you were gonna swerve Tuan again for some reason. I was expecting to go first.
Nope.
Because we are used to going Tuan to me, but that's.
Throw it off.
And then one day he didn't do it, and I was like, okay.
Just always got to be on your toes. You don't know when what's going to happen.
You have no idea. Got to keep them guessing. Make them feel comfortable. Make everybody settle in, and then you're like, just kidding.
Just kidding.
Like, just one day, not even introduce you guys. Just go right into the podcast.
What we're going to talk about.
You may hear
some discussion in the eyes. You'll hear some people in the background talk about.
They're not that important. Oh man, guys, did you guys ever watch any of the Jake Paul fights or the Logan Paul fights?
No.
Well, sorry, not watch. I didn't watch them either. But do you know about them?
I know. Yes, I've heard about them. I don't care.
The fight with Floyd Mayweather and then. Are you talking about Joseph Bag? Because I was like the Fighting Irish.
Oh my God.
Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. But I just imagine him like going like how the Notre Dame.
Oh my God.
Oh, Notre Dame, hire Conor McGregor right now.
Yeah.
The Fighting Irish.
Jake Paul versus Notre Dame.
The guy that looks like a Notre Dame mascot? Yeah, yeah, him.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, I ask because in the latest fight, which at this point is old, Jake Paul fought Tyron Woodley for the second time. And Tyron Woodley is a professional MMA fighter. He's retired, I believe, but you know, he's a former multi-time champion and all that stuff. And he lost to the Disney star named Logan Paul, or Jake Paul, in a boxing match.
Were they ever on Disney?
That's
they were on, let's find out their show.
How do we get on this tangent?
I didn't know that either until people were talking about it. They were on a show called Biz Bizavardart. What?
Bizavardart.
Yeah, do you have like a mini stroke in between?
Bizardvark.
That might have been like a Disney XD or something before.
Is that their show? It looks like it. Yeah, I have no idea what the fuck this is, but that's apparently where they came from. That's where that was their beginning to fame.
Yeah, three seasons and 50 episodes. Wow,
six seasons right. One movie.
Right. Like, who are you people? Logan won or Jake won, and it's kind of like what? And obviously, Logan fought Floyd Mayweather and didn't get KO'd. He didn't lose, but he didn't win. It was non-decision type of fight.
But then Logan went on decision or whatever.
No. So like there was never going to be like an actual judging. It was pretty much just like a bout. Like they were just boxing for money, and then like there weren't going to be like any judges to say who won or who lost. Like there was no decision. It was just like just survive the however many rounds they went. Technically, we all saw that. Floyd definitely knocked out Logan Paul, but he didn't want him. But I think we all think there was like a if Logan got knocked out, then Floyd would lose money. So when he knocked him out, Floyd caught Logan and kind of kept him up until he regained consciousness.
But don't hurt him.
But the bullshit that happened was that Jake Paul knocked out Tyron Woodley in their last boxing match. Granted, Tyron Woodley is an MMA fighter, not a boxer, and those are two totally different sports. But Jake Paul knocked out Tyron Woodley, which we all thought was bullshit, and we all thought he was taking a dive. Which brings me into
the
bullshit that happened and what we're going to talk about, which is anime fights that the winner should not have won. Typically, the winner is always going to be, it's not always, but typically the winner is, you know, our antagonist, our protagonist, our main character, and for some reason they want to fight, they shouldn't have. So, yeah.
So Sasuke, throughout his whole career, well, not adult Sasuke.
That's like, and before we begin, if you're watching on YouTube Live, welcome, and don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and make sure you follow us on everything else. On all the social media, and just enjoy the comments and let us know who you think should have not easily won their fights. Or I want to say easily, like most of these, it was always usually a good battle, but no, the main character should have lost. I mean, main character, the character should have lost the fight.
Yeah, the character should have lost their fight, usually because, you know, the protagonist has a lot of plot armor, so they can't let him lose. Like, I feel like that was like a core aspect of Natsu during Fairy Tail when that first started, because every boss fight with Natsu was like, oh yeah, I'll just eat whatever I need to overcome this battle.
Man, because even Natsu versus Gajiel, like before Gajiel joined the guild, like did Natsu eat his armor to gain more strength? Or it's been so long since I've seen that fight, but because Natsu went into that guild and like he fought everybody because they pretty much crucified
Levi
and her crew.
Her team. Which is why people hate the Levi Gajiel relationship, is because that was their first interaction was that.
Yeah. It's kind of messed up.
Maybe Levy's into that kind of stuff.
That's
I'm just kidding, unless you like that.
Maybe she likes being tied up.
You never know.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot in Fairy Tail. Not a lot, but there are a solid amount. Because, I mean, even I know you just said, but even Natsu in the Twin Dragons, like Rogan Sting.
Because
in the beginning, Natsu and Gajiel were getting their asses handed to them by Rogan Sting. Handed to them easily. And then all of a sudden, Natsu sends Gajiel down the mine. And then all of a sudden, Natsu's like, oh, by the way, apparently I'm actually 10 times stronger than what I was showing you this whole time. And I can take you both 2-on-1 easily.
I think that fight's more disappointing because that fight, because he's like, oh yeah, I'm going to send through the mines. And then like, of course, Gajiel like sent through the mines happens to find like the time machine part or something. But and it's like the Natsu almost one shot Sting and Rogue. That's
yeah. Again, after getting his ass handed to him the whole fight.
Yeah. Like the entire Fairy Games. And then it's just funny when they were like on the train and they are all just like thrown up right before that, their fight. But that's
another point to be talked about. But also, like, the first Natsu big battle with, I think, Jalal.
Mm-hmm.
Because he just ate the crystal. That was how he got his power up. And just, like, is Natsu's cop-out always going to be, like, he just eats whatever magic or materials around him to make him stronger? It's like, you should really only be able to eat fire. Like, that should be the only thing to regain power for you. But he's just able to eat lightning when he fights Laxus. The steel.
Should have lost against Laxus.
He should have lost. Exactly. Natsu is the king of, hey, plot armor as I can just eat whatever I need to get stronger. Really, the only time, like, he actually was stronger is when he went off and trained with Pappy for, what, the year? A year and a half?
Yeah, when Master Makarov disbanded the guild for that 2 years or whatever.
Yeah. The second time skip because the first time skip.
You got everybody back together. Yeah, because they got the time skip where they got trapped in that world, or they went to Lucy's people's world.
It was like five years.
It's like, yeah, well, yeah, that was whatever. Yeah, however long it was, and like that happened. And then you have the one where the guild was disbanded, but then Lucy got everybody back together.
Oh man, who was the muscle guy that got even stronger? I forgot.
Elfman?
Yeah.
Love Elfman.
Otaku. He's like, so you guys been gone. It's like, you just really buffed up more. Like, you were buff and now.
Yeah, but you guys got to remember, Natsu has a power of friendship. There is no example of power of friendship greater in any anime than fucking Fairy Tail.
Yeah. Even like the Arcanologia fight, both Arcanologia fights.
Correct. Like, he should not have won that at all. But
like even like the last one with all the Demon Slayers first Arcanologia, that I'm not sure if that's been animated, hasn't it?
I think so. It's so old.
Because Fairy Tail's another one where they just stopped.
And they stopped randomly middle.
Like, because I don't think they finished like that whole war because we never saw the fight within. Or I think, and I'm not sure how far we got with the, what are they called, commandments for them?
Like when the other island started invading and started the war.
Yeah, the Book of End, but like also End being defeated and Akinologia being defeated. Like,
they definitely show it. Yeah, they.
Okay.
Yeah, that fight, they're all of that's animated.
Okay. No topper like everyone else is doing right now. Like, you know, Attack on Titan's plan they're doing. Or any more you guys want to say about Natsu?
I'm trying.
Armor?
No. Akinologia.
That's the biggest one is Akinologia.
Especially the first time too. Because he just lands on the island. Akinologia just lands on the island during the S rank promotion arc. I guess that's what to put it.
Yeah. I always felt like Ares was a little overpowered, but
yeah, hi, Bree.
Underpowered.
Hi,
Bree. Wait, what?
We've been hearing Bree the whole time.
Oh.
Yeah, no, you're fine. Your ears must have been burning.
It's like somebody's talking about me. pretty much like we were saying, a ton of almost every fight for Natsu. But I did like when he did come back though from the year and a half. From being disbanded and showed up to the Gurren Magic Games. And everyone was like, "Well, it's getting so hot." And then he showed up and just like one shot everybody. I thought that was amazing. That was like my favorite long haired Natsu with the ragged trench coat and stuff. Favorite Natsu.
That's one of my favorite probably time skips, like post scene character and just seeing how badass they are afterwards.
Yes, favorite Natsu. And then he cut his hair again, and I was like, "Boo,
boo!" Just something about long hair and characters just make them more badass, like off the bat.
I was thinking the same thing, because Tanjiro was like that too when he went to do his training, and then he cut his hair. I'm doing Eren Yeager. He also got longer hair and got cooler. His previous Eren was a bitch. Like,
oh, but did you guys see like the theory behind that with Eren's hair?
I have not.
So like in the very beginning of the show, his mom talked about how he can't ever hide his lies, because whenever he lies, his ears turn red. And so he grew his hair out so that he could cover his ears when he's lying. Cause you know, for the whole Marley going forward, Eren's just like a liar. And so that no one knows what his truth is, he hides his ears. But the one time in that he doesn't hide his ears, he ties his hair up and shows his ears, was when he's talking to Armin and Mikasa and like having a little, like whatever that little spat was they had there. That's one time he showed his ears. And outside of that, again, everything is covered. Now, if that's true, I love mangakas for that, because that's amazing. Small details like that.
Small. Very, very small.
Yeah, because I never would have, I don't even remember hearing about that, but it was such a small like moment that it would be easily missed, especially if you haven't went back and watched or read after getting to this point, because it's been so many years.
Now, there's a fight. So I there are a lot that, you know, we all know in our heads and or that we looked at. But I've also put up a list because I was curious as to what some other sites and things talked about. And there's one that, you know, seeing the reason that my character, that the character lost, does annoy me. And it is in Death Note. When Light lost to Nier,
he had fucked over on that one.
It wasn't, yeah. After having beat L, I was like, bullshit, that Nier's gonna come in and beat Light. And it's been so long since we watched it, but from rereading it, the only reason Light lost is because Teru, the actual demon, or Shigami, had disobeyed Light and actually used the Death Note himself. And if he never would have done that, Light would have won and beat Nier. And he had never done that the entire series, and all of a sudden did it that one time, and that is what let Nier win the fight.
So I thought, I know Nier and then and I can't remember who M was. Mel. Yeah, Mel, like, also, like, just, he just interfered unnecessarily in that battle. But at the same time, I mean, they're trying to stop Kira from murdering everybody in the world, or murdering criminals, which is a whole nother philosophy thing.
Yeah. But this one, especially like seeing this again and seeing that Light actually was supposed to win this battle of the minds and fight with Nier and Mel, because Mel didn't even care. I can't remember if that's his actual name, but Nier, like, Light was actually supposed to win this, and the only reason he didn't was because of Teru. I'm like, that's bullshit. That's a complete bullshit. We all know that Light should have won this whole thing. Kira is the best.
All praise Kira. Long live Kira.
Hey, I was going for Kira the whole time. Like, I was pissed when Light. And Light died like a bitch. Like,
yes, he did.
You could have gave him a little bit more dignity if you were going to make him lose. Like, hey, yeah, I accept that you beat me, but he shouldn't have lost. But he just kind of went crazy there at the end, which I thought was unfortunate because he was so composed the entire time. Also, after he got away with his lie of, like, getting rid of his memories, mm-hmm. that shit was top-notch. Like, that moment where he, like, stuck himself or started to read that message that he left to himself, and, like, everything started coming together, and we're like, what?
Yeah, the moment he touched the Death Note again, everything flooded back, and we were like, oh, my God!
That was such a great twist.
It's amazing!
He's like, oh, I'll probably do all this stuff, and he actually did. It's like, oh.
Yeah, it was amazing. I loved every little bit of that.
That's why I usually recommend Death Note for anybody who's trying to get the anime, because when you get that section, it's just like a great mindfuck. Just,
yeah, that part in the helicopter.
Yeah, I was like, I have one. I didn't. One, they added Yu Yu Hakusho back to Crunchyroll, which I love, and I've been watching in the background as I work. And
you can't go wrong with Yu Yu Hakusho.
You really can't. The pacing is a little off for an 80s, 90s anime. It still holds up. But the one fight that I've always been pissed off about is in the Dark Tournament, is the Yusuke versus Toguro. Like, Yusuke should never win. I mean, Toguro just let Yusuke win so he could finally die. He's pulling a Kaido, I guess. Or I guess Kaido's pulling a Toguro.
But not even really, because we're not going to spoil, but
yeah.
Not even.
Yeah.
Because
we're not going to say anything. But
yeah.
You know.
You know, yeah. If you know, you know. I'm just saying.
I know
I'm
you just, know. I know Asta, too.
I mean. I still love that opening. Bazinga. You know.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
But no, the Toguro, I mean, he's just still badass. And then once he does his transformation, because he's already a beast anyway before his transformation, then he goes all buff, Super Saiyan buff, Toguro. I mean, Yusuke, I know Genkai just died. And then when Toguro kills Kuwabara off, it's like, now, come on, fight me for real, or I'm going to literally murder all the people, all your friends. Even though he's killed like half the stadium at that point anyway.
I mean, he doesn't care about most of the stadium because they're all demons. So, like, really, other than the humans there, Yusuke doesn't care. But, yeah, like, they made Toguro to be, like, literally the biggest, baddest demon, like, alive or possible. And then that's one of my, like, frustrations with anime sometimes. They'll put, like, a villain to be, like, Aizen. And, like, they'll just be like, oh, yeah, with enough training and enough power, they can beat them, and then there's also someone that was more powerful than them that you didn't even know about. And no one really knew about until the end, or until we got to this point. But yeah, I also don't think that he should have beat Toguro because he didn't have a grasp on his spirit detective powers at that point. At least is like the only Yusuke that I think should have beat Toguro was after like he became like one of the three deities of the demon realm. Or kings of the demon realm. Because that seems like the power that Toguro had at that point. Also, why wasn't he a demon lord at that point? Because he was so powerful.
Because he was only a class B demon at that point, which is when they introduced the class system, I guess like demon class system in there, that's...
Ooh, Yeah, I remember a lot more about. Well, I guess Matt, you said you're kind of watching in the background. I don't remember a damn thing from Yu Yu Hakusho except for the tournament because I rewatched the tournament.
I think I went back and rewatched what Yu Yu Hakusho maybe 2 years ago.
It's like I usually watch it once a year, and now it's on Crunchyroll. It's a lot easier, even like in the background. Just
you should go back. And watch
thank you, though. Funimation and Crunchyroll for merging finally.
And may gods, you do look down on me.
Thank you, Senpai.
Like, how difficult it was to keep up with a story, like, from, like, with anime we started to watch on TV. Like, if you miss an episode, you really, like, were just SOL. You couldn't go back and watch it or just easily find it online. Like, we literally
I was YouTubing the fuck out of Naruto episodes.
Yes.
That's how I got through the entire original Naruto series, was YouTube. And I mean, like,
that was the copyright.
And they wouldn't have, like, they wouldn't even be able to have full length episodes sometimes. You would have to get, like, episode 24, part one. And then
part one of five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then not all the parts would correlate because, like, maybe one person was able to get a couple up, but then they either didn't upload like a middle part or they got taken down. So you had to find another person's other part and like match it up. Oh, man.
The good old days. Someone would only have like the raw video. They wouldn't have it subbed and it wasn't dubbed yet. So you didn't have that option. Oh, my gosh. Or just having to find like a site to like just stream anime. Like, I feel like kids or anyone that is like heavy in anime and just like the popularity that it's gained, it's like they don't appreciate how far it's come. Also, the amount of content that we have right now is like I think doubled since like 2015 or something like that.
That wasn't with me in those streets struggling to find my next episode.
I know, like I had to scrape a barrel just for anything.
Going to the dark web with $5 looking for something.
I'm just thinking about past Matt and he's like, I'm just gonna watch One Piece anime. Like, I'm just gonna watch anime the entire time. I'll wait week by week. I'm very happy.
Or if you come home and say for like Dragon Ball Z and we're like in the Frieza fight, and then the next episode is supposed to like be the resolution of the battle, and then it starts back from the beginning and like, oh, we're back on Raditz for no reason. It was just arbitrary, like fuck.
Or they show one episode and then restart the series.
Yeah, that's what would happen. Like, I feel like I've definitely felt that with Bleach when I was watching it on like Cartoon Network or Adult Swim when that was going on. It was like, oh, we are almost to the conclusion of a battle. That's how I felt also with like the Arrancar arc, and then they went to the Zanpakuto arc out of nowhere as we're like in the middle of a battle. I'm just like, really, right now?
Well, we're discussing Bleach, let's go ahead and get into our next person who won battles that they shouldn't have. And that's going to be Ichigo during the Soul Society arc in every single mother freaking battle he had. Every single one of them. Single one of them. He shouldn't have won a damn fight. And yet he goes in there and he beats captains. Captains with Bankai.
Like, multiple captains.
He beat Zoraki Kenpachi. How, Sway? Because Kenpachi beat his ass, cut his Zanpakuto in half, had Ichigo slice. Ichigo's blade couldn't even touch Kenpachi. It could touch him, but it wouldn't cut him. It wouldn't cut him at all. And then when Zaraki pretty much beat Ichigo and Ichigo was dying out, all of a sudden, he had some inner world bullshit happen and was able to stand up with a fully healed Zanpakuto and start slicing Zaraki. And I was like, what the fuck is this? Cool. What the fuck is this? So much so that he beat Zaraki. And I was like, ain't no way in hell you beating Zaraki Kenpachi. Ain't no way.
And Zaraki didn't even take off his eye patch either. I mean, if he's like, oh, if I really want a true fight, he's like, no, that was good. Zaraki he fights for fun. We know that.
He definitely fights for fun.
If he wanted to, like, if he really wanted to go all out, he would, especially against Ichigo. I mean, he let Ichigo win because he's like, oh, that was a good warm up for myself laying there. It's like, maybe he will get stronger and I can actually fight my true self. It's like, he just stated that he can beat Ichigo whenever he wants anyway.
Yeah. feel like Ichigo's like latent power is like the ultimate cop out for that whole series. Like, it's always latent power. How he got his Bankai in what, 2 days? Or
yeah, he disappeared with Yorichi for a couple of days in that little in the training chamber she had, and was able to get, you know, get him a Bankai to beat Byakuya. Like, what type of bullshit?
Yeah. Also, the fact that he had like hollow power inside of him, and that gave him an edge up immediately on Byakuya. But also to like bring that power down, if it's so overwhelmingly powerful, I don't think that Ichigo could control it at that point. And there are so many times where he just loses control all the time. That's when Ichigo is honestly at his best, when he loses control to the hollow part of himself.
Yeah, Ichigo, I mean, don't get me wrong. Soul Society arc is great. I very much enjoy it, but he shouldn't have won any of those fights.
No, and especially when he's trapped in Byakuya's like flower trap thing too. He should have just got sliced up dead, bleach over.
Basically. I love Bleach, but also the
against Grimmjow.
He just got his ass worked by Grimmjow.
His ass worked, and then when he goes into like Aizen's lair, I mean, he should have still lost to Grimmjow. I mean, like, he did like what, 2 weeks of training or something? Or how long did he train before he went and tried to take over Aizen?
At the very end, I forgot. Like, when they were in like that train place or whatever, the little middle, where his dad took him.
Yeah. Also,
I heard you say Ulrich Yora, and I 100% agree with that one, because he died. He died. It's bullshit. Ichigo died. To this day, I will stand on Ichigo died.
Ichigo died, and then his hollow form came out, where the hollow just took over. So he should have just been dead, and it should have just been hollow Ichigo from there. And then he's like, no, I'm going to take over. Also, why wouldn't you just let hollow form kill Ukiyora? Like, why not? Because it doesn't matter, he's an enemy, you're trying to fight him. But and defeat him, because
I can turn bad guys good. Fight.
But like, I think Bleach is fantastic.
It is fantastic.
Bleach is a great anime.
I think that's bullshit. Like, my biggest hangup is like Ichigo always has a latent power. It's like, at some point it's gotta run out. You're like, no, he's gonna be a hollow.
It was amazing.
A Soul Reaper. Also, he's a Quincy.
Yep.
Hey, I didn't see that coming.
There's this human, and we stabbed him and turned him into a Soul Reaper. Just kidding. He was always a Soul Reaper because his daddy's a Soul Reaper. His mom's a human. Just kidding. His mom's a Quincy. Also, he's a hollow. Oh my God, he's everything.
The spiral continues.
Also, how did he even become a hollow? Like, because everyone else was experimented on, weren't they?
I can only assume Aizen did something, because Aizen said he controlled Ichigo from pretty much the beginning. So
Ichigo is Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Aizen kind of tries to kill him as a baby, and he comes back for revenge.
So, honestly, I could see that.
Yeah, if you want a main character to hate because of literally like being having so many latent abilities and being literally everything that the show contains, it's Ichigo. He is literally everything that the show has. Whatever species exists in Bleach is Ichigo. He's all of them. Which makes no sense. How are you everything?
Also, like, just being those things doesn't make you inherently strong. Like, you have to have one, just like an ability to use them. And also, like, Ichigo, other than his Geshawa Tensho, like, can't do anything else. Like, he's fast because of his form. But, like, also, Reapers are supposed to have flash step. He never uses any kind of Kaido or Kido or whatever, you know, they're...
Like, he didn't learn those. They got taught those in school.
Yeah, but, I mean, you would think that he would try to learn something other than just, let me slice it.
If I win fights by slicing and dicing, I'm not learning no fucking Kidos. Why I need to learn that? I can just slice you. Look at this big ass blade I got. They said the bigger your blade, the stronger you are. And I got a pretty big ass blade.
Because Ichigo never actually should have won any fight.
I don't care. Look how big my blade is.
Look how big my sword is.
If we all let our swords be as big as If we all let our swords equate to our power, they'd be tall as buildings.
Yeah. Do you see how big my sword is? My Zanpakuto was large and thick.
Yeah, the only one who, like, who's just raw, like, physical power should have overshadowed anything is Zaraki Kenpachi.
It's also crazy because, remember, he only swung with one hand throughout every fight he ever had. And then it finally happened in the, what's that place called? Hector Mundo era fight, where he finally swung with two hands. And he was like, I'm actually much, I only swing. Like, he kind of went over what Yamamoto told him about swinging with two hands being stronger, and quickly defeated the Arrancar at that fight. So it's kind of like, okay. Okay. So clearly we keep seeing that Zaraki has been bullshitting every fight he's been in.
And it's like, why? Like, if you want to fight, just fight, you know, use your full ability. You're only limiting yourself at that point.
It's not fun, Tuan. It's not fun for me to fight if I'm going to overwhelm my opponent. I need to let my opponent struggle and maybe deal damage to me a little bit because I like to take some damage, but I can't let them win. So when they start winning, then I'll pull out my next stop, like taking off the bead, or like, you know, like making sure you know that the beads on my head or the bells on my head are there because I want you to hear me coming. I am so fast and so strong that I have these beads on my hair so that you can hear me move so I can't catch you off guard. And I'm going to seal some of my power with this eye patch. And I'm not going to remove it unless you get strong enough to make me remove my eye patch. But I'm still going to be swinging with one hand because I don't want you to get the full brute of my strength yet.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like he's kind of like Kaido in that sense too. Like, I know I'm stronger than you, so like, let me drink. Let me at least give you a challenge.
Let me handicap myself as much as possible.
Kaido admitted that he was actually, that getting drunk didn't weaken him.
Got him stronger, actually, because he less thought.
Yeah. Which is bullshit. Again, another crazy nonsense, but whatever. Also, he got drunk real fast because he took one gulp of whatever he was drinking, and then he was drunk. And I was like, damn, Kaido, your tolerance is zero.
Zero or whatever. He's drunk shit.
Yeah.
Some moonshine in there.
Just straight rubbing alcohol at that point.
Got that 99 proof.
I mean, I feel like a dragon could honestly like drink gasoline, and then that's how they would get drunk. Like, so we don't know what Kaido has in his cup or board.
Oh man, any other thoughts on Ichigo though?
Ichigo, nah, he's just the cop out of having every ability and just saying it's inherently good.
Yeah.
And that's his king of friendship to power up. Ichigo's biggest plot armor.
Plot armor out the ass. Mm-hmm. Okay, another fun fight from a recent anime, or a new-gen anime, not recent, new-gen anime, in My Hero Academia.
I have this on my list.
I wonder if we all have the same one. It is the Bakugo versus Shoto fight.
Yes.
So
that one.
Do you remember? Because I see Matt's face. Matt, do you remember that fight in the sports festival for the year one?
Because Bakugo wanted Shoto to use his firepower, but he refused since Shoto used the firepower against Deku. It's like,
yes, Shoto was dealing with the internal dilemma of Midoriya just made me like realize my full potential and finally use my fire for the first time instead of just using the ice, even though I'm already the strongest in the class with just the ice. Bakugo was like, bitch, fight me at full strength. And Shoto was like, just ice power for you because I'm dealing with an internal dilemma. And so Bakugo won.
Shoto should have won that fight. Shoto should win most of his fights anyway. He having ice and fire power.
Shoto is definitely the most OP person in that class. So he definitely should have, but he his own internal limitations. So I wouldn't even say that was like a fair or like a whole fight because it was more of a competition. It wasn't, I guess, like life or death, and it wasn't really an enemy. But yeah, then Bakugo was frustrated with the fight and he openly says, like, yeah, I don't believe I really won because you weren't using your full abilities against me.
Yeah,
but I was actually
you didn't actually try.
Fight me, bitch! Fight me.
I was gonna say for that anime, I was gonna say more the Stain fight. Like, I don't feel like they should have won that fight against Stain at all. if he is strong enough and capable enough to take, also with his blood ability, to take out like real heroes that have been doing this for a while, other than Shoto and Midoriya, like literally that weak is finally learning how to more control All for One, at least the strength power to use like full crawl. And he's just able to use it to such a degree. And they're able to work in such unison after being apart from each other. So their coordination should have been absolute zero.
Yeah, wasn't Midoriya only able to go like 5% at that point? Like 3 or 5%?
Yeah, he was able to like use All for One throughout his whole body instead of just putting everything into one finger. And that's where he started to use his full crawl technique. Because I think
his output, though, full body was still only like 5%.
He might have been like 10 or 20%. But I mean, he's still like learning the power. Like he still breaks his arm in order just to get a good shot in on a villain.
So
I'm saying, and then it's like Ito just goes in there head first, which is weird for his character because he's usually calm, collective, cool, collective, will actually rationalize. Because they were on their internship.
I think they were on the first internship because that was where Midoriya was working with.
Not Gran Torino. Guy.
Yeah, it was Gran Torino. That's where he first learned how to use his power to its full ability, or like use it throughout his body. It's like, you're strong, but that doesn't mean anything because I'm faster than you and you don't know how to control your power. So he's realizing that, hey, I don't just use it in one part of my body. I have to disperse it. Ida's still like distraught, and like I don't feel like he's thinking at the capacity that he normally does because he's still like obsessed with like trying to get revenge for his brother.
Yeah.
And just catch this villain rather than like really strategize and use his ability to its full potential.
Oh, Ida.
Yeah, but that whole fight I just call bullshit. Because also we are going back to seeing Stain in the current iteration of the manga, and every time like Stain is able to just easily get through villains, heroes, guards, whatever. Like
it'd be kind of like if Garo, the hero hunter from One Punch Man, who has clearly taken out heroes of every level, including S-rank heroes, all of a sudden got taken down by 3 D-level heroes who have been being heroes for about a week.
Yep.
Yeah, it's like that bike guy. If he was
the Boomin Rider.
You're like, why?
First off, don't you ever disrespect Boomin Rider. He should have beat the Sea King, okay?
It's like, actually, if I believe hard like, enough, I can do that.
I was like, that's actually about to be a great transition. King from One Punch Man, he's also just one guy who just literally should lose every fight, specifically in the manga right now.
I love King. Right place, right time. get the glory, even though he never asked for it. And again, I think he can win his video games.
Again, luck stats at 1,000.
If I put all my stats and luck,
that's what you become. You become King.
King.
Yes.
King, use your superpowers. Like, okay.
Use this made up attack. Use this attack that I made up for you and gave a name to that no one's ever heard you actually say before. Okay.
Yeah, no one's seen you do anything.
King then does the bullshit and the enemies are done.
Every villain's like, if I can defeat King, then I will be the true villain of the series.
The only person we were told to watch out for, King. What?
Oh, yeah. And then when the villain was overanalyzing it because they just knew King's reputation. He's like, wait, is he trying to psych me out? No, he's trying to do it. Like, yeah, he's just standing there. He's like, he's not attacking because he knows he's more powerful than me. And he's like, King is actually just worried. He's like, how am I going to get away with this? This dude's going to kill me.
Oh, my God.
Gosh, which villain was he fighting? I think it was a Spermazoid. Was it Spermazoid? No, it was the
It's about King.
The hobo. Yeah, I think he was fighting
the
hobo.
It was the spermatoma guy and the hobo. It was the two of them. I think three. I think it was the water one too. Yeah, it was three of them. It was the King, the No, the hobo guy was taken out by the zombie guy. Like the zombie guy came back, and then
a zombie
and
man.
Then, yeah, and then the hobo and then the hobo dude was like, he was like, "How'd you get so powerful?" And he was staring at the moon, and then that being showed up.
Mm,
but King beat the water guy, like the ocean spirit, and then or not the ocean spirit, but the smaller version, the water spirit. And
the multiplying guy.
And platinum spermatole at that.
Yeah.
The Frieza. he turned to Frieza. Oh, man.
That's ridiculous.
I love that series so much.
It's so good.
Another fight that I saw from One Punch Man that they said shouldn't have gone the way it's gone was when the Deep Sea King beat Genos. They're saying that he caught, like, Genos kind of let his guard down and didn't take the fight seriously.
I feel like Genos' whole thing is, like, just taking L's. Like, he's strong. Like, it's...
Yes.
But he does nothing but take L's. Like, they promoted him to an S-rank hero just because of all the abilities that he has. But literally, in every situation, especially like when he's still trying to learn from Saitama, he's like, "You're so powerful." Like Genos is always going all out, and he's like, "Yeah, I'm gonna fight this villain," and then he ends up getting his ass kicked every time.
Yep, because one thing I was talking about here is that like Genos, you know, with his abilities, he's able to like he produces heat, and the Deep Sea King uses water to get stronger, so Genos could have used his heat attacks to weaken and dry out the Sea King. But Genos took him so lightly that he quickly got, you know, one arm grabbed and punched, or one arm destroyed, then the other arm destroyed, and got his ass handed to him. But yeah, he takes consistent L's, and it's ridiculous.
Like, good.
Yeah, I was going to say, because he could beat him before Deep Sea King got his power up because of the rain.
Yep.
Yeah, because he was winning that fight, and then he's like, okay, like, I don't see why everybody's struggling with you so bad.
But then that little girl was in the way. And, like, the Deep Sea King spit that acid, and Genos went to go block that attack, and then from there it was downhill.
I was like, why did Genos, like, make it to an S ring? Just because all of... Also, that's bullshit. Like, if you're going to go based on results...
He's got the capabilities.
He does. But I'm saying...
Physicality, like, and then also the tests he took. He did all the tests.
That's the reason he became an S-rank hero, is because of his stats. And I was like, Saitama's stats were just as good, but... They were like
Saitama sucked at the quiz part. He didn't do well in the second half. He did great on the physical. He didn't do any. He sucked at the other half.
That's right.
Because I don't think he took the test seriously. Like, he literally didn't take the test seriously because he was put in C rank.
Like, no, he did because he would like do like the side to side test, and they're just seeing him like move at incredible speeds. He jumped and then like his head's in the roof. Like he
broke records every
test. But they were like, this guy, this bald idiot with this yellow jumpsuit and cape, nah, we're not making him a hero, like an A rank. Because I feel like even if he did fail the quiz, he would have deserved at least B, but he was put in C or D rank.
Like he was given the lowest rank where he had to do one hero thing a week, had to get one significant hero thing that he had to report every week.
Go
ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say another... I feel like Goku beating Frieza was a little bullshit.
I have that on my list. No, like, because for the first majority of the fight, Frieza's just really dicking around with Goku. Doing the Kapachi. He's like, oh, I'm going to only fight you with my feet and my tail while you try your all out on me. You could just death beam him right there, call the series.
I feel like any time Goku's about to use a spirit bomb, already gonna fail. That attack should never happen. Never.
Because it takes four episodes to charge?
Anything that takes... Anyone with significant speed fighting against someone that's gonna use a charge attack never should win. It never should win.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I think that's the most annoying thing because, one, I'm never going to let anyone that also takes any kind of time to transform and you're just idle or just vulnerable right there, never should win. That's my take. But I hate the spirit bomb. The spirit bomb is just such a cop-out technique.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
but I think Goku kind of got Piccolo back for the Raditz fight, because Goku told Piccolo, he's like, oh, I got to charge this attack for a while, so fend him off. Because in the beginning of the series, Piccolo is charging the special beam cannon. And he told Goku, oh, like, yeah, we're getting our ass kicked right now, but hold him off while I charge this attack.
Not even hold him off, literally just hold him.
Yeah.
Like, literally go behind him and hold him. Put him in a Nelson.
Also, Raditz is, like, it seems like extremely more powerful than Goku. Like, you wouldn't be able to pull that off. Or also, you can fly. Like, Goku can't fly at that point.
Yeah.
Because he rode in on a Nimbus.
Yeah, so also, you could literally just fly up, because there's nothing stopping you from doing that. Like, you don't have any wings or anything holding you back. So what's the point of you? What's stopping you from flying up?
Did Goku also grab Raditz's tail, though? Because I remember when Raditz's tail got grabbed, that, like, for some reason, significantly weakened him just by the tail being grabbed.
Yeah, that was, like, a weakness to Saiyans, is that their tails are, like, I guess, getting hit in the nuts.
Hit you in the nuts.
But, yeah, I mean, honestly, a lot of Goku's fights, when you really think about it, because that Raditz fight, the Vegeta fight, the Raditz fight, like you said, the Vegeta fight, because the only reason Goku won the Vegeta fight was because of Yajirobe coming out of nowhere and cutting off, and somehow with his little blade cutting off the big ass tail of Vegeta. What? And then like you said, the Frieza fight. The only reason I'm kind of understanding of the Frieza fight is because Goku finally did get a power up, and he trained the entire time he was making his way to Namek. So I kind of see, but I don't at the same time.
Yeah. So I feel like Goku as a character is a cop out, but you know.
Oh, like, Goku in the Jiren fight. Well, he didn't win that fight, but he should have lost a lot sooner in that fight.
Yeah, Jiren should have kicked everybody. He should have just literally, like, exploded the arena and just knocked everybody out.
Yeah.
He could have done that any time.
Yeah, power scaling and power scaling and Super Saiyan Gods was just the most frustrating thing to me. Like, why in God's green earth would Goku ever need to go any kind of Super Saiyan against Krillin?
Yeah, that...
Like, Krillin is literally a normal cop that can fly. Like, Krillin's definitely the strongest human, but...
All of Yamcha is like, should I fight in the tournament?
No.
Not even. Just ignored.
Yeah, the power scaling that started to happen in Super annoyed the fuck out of me.
I really did. You know the mangas know better either.
No. Yeah. No.
But yeah, that was a definite super frustrating fight. For Vegeta, also in the Resurrection F, when Goku came back to fight,
stole his kill from him.
Definitely, like, stream sniping right there.
Time travel bullshit, man. Ex Machina.
Thanks, Whis.
Yeah, I was gonna say the base form Goku versus Beerus, and when they're in space, Goku should have lost that. Like, after he lost his Super Saiyan God power, he should have just got whacked.
They can never let Goku die. He should have died from that little illness.
Hey, Trunks came back to save his life. He did technically die in Future Trunks' time zone. Timeline.
But it was great. It was great flavored. The one Dragon Ball Z abridged reference. Well,
Dragon Ball Z abridged. You're just mad because you couldn't hold my dad's tende.
No.
No.
I've got a bitch of an itch on my left ass cheek. Ratchet. Also, like, I feel like Piccolo was just always, like, lowballed in every fight. Especially after he, like, fused with Nell to become a Super Namek. And he's, like, the only Super Namek.
Yep.
And he...
Also, like, Yami, Kami.
Oh, yeah. Kami. That's why Dende became the new guardian of the earth. But also, why? Like, why does Dende even care about the earth? Like, just because because Namek is going to just be... Well, that makes sense.
New Namek has its own people, has its own protector.
than not
the people on Earth are the ones who saved him. So, and he's friends with Gohan and Krillin. Apparently, I have a thing for older animes right now. Not older animes, but like kid fights, because another one is when Naruto beat Kiba in the Chunin exam with a fart.
Oh yeah. That was just lowbrow. That was like, I feel like, for comedy. Like, I feel like... But Kiba is just kind of a lackluster character, but I mean, he did... Everyone had more just ability than Naruto at that point. Like, but everyone also... Well, never mind. I was like, because Naruto's biggest cop-out at that point was just like, hey, I can make a million of me. So
yeah,
I can just do that and I'll beat you. And then he got Rasengan. I don't know if you've ever seen that. Someone spoofed a video where adult Naruto was talking to adult Shikamaru. And he's like, the Rasengan, we got our village got attacked. Rasengans don't work on him. And he's like, what do you mean Rasengans don't work on him? He's like, don't worry. I know you're Hokage, you can do other things, but Rasengans don't work on him. We just know that. And he's like, why isn't it happening? Like, why don't Rasengans work? And he's like, if you tell me why, I can find a Rasengan that's going to work on him. He's like, no, that's all you can do.
Yep, I've seen that clip. It's amazing. But I mean, yeah, because backhand, he really couldn't do anything outside of make shadow clones. And he didn't even make a lot of them in the tuning exams, but... Yeah, all because Kiba has a very strong canine nose. When Naruto farted, it beat Kiba. And I'm like, is the dumbest.
If you're going to really go like with the canine nose thing, like dogs sniff asses on a regular basis.
Naruto's fart is much more powerful than a normal dog booty hole.
Like, dogs will literally smell shit on the ground. Like, they'll just stick their nose in it.
They'll fart themselves and just get confused. What's...
So if you're usually going to, like, use it based on, like, what a smell smells like, as long as, like, not noxious fumes, like, I feel like it should be okay that he smells a fart. Like, also, the number of people in that room, you're telling me no one's farting? Cool. Because if you're a dog, if you have the dog's nose, you can smell things from, like, 2 miles away. But, yeah, that was definitely a cop-out. But also sticking with Naruto, almost every Sasuke fight should have been
the Sasuke like, Itachi for sure.
Sasuke B.
Technically, like, Sasuke did lose that fight. Itachi just died.
Yeah, because Itachi just died when he was literally had his finger on his head. And like,
he died from illness.
Yeah, but also Sasuke B, Sasuke Deidara, Sasuke. Danzo, that's the only fight that I really honestly wish Sasuke. I'm glad Sasuke won because I hated Danzo so much. But
agreed. I will.
I don't think he should have lost the Danzo fight. He just outsmarted Danzo.
Yeah, I'm going to play a little devil's advocate with that one. Not necessarily the Danzo one. I don't know if devil's advocate is right either. He didn't beat B. B just tricked him and escaped. Definitely the Deidara one. That one is complete bullshit. He had the particle disintegration thing happening on Sasuke, and somehow Sasuke didn't actually die from that. And then he, with the C-Zero, the biggest bomb period, was quick enough to summon Orochimaru's snake, hide in its stomach, and then that still not kill him? Because, like, I feel like an explosion to that degree, that up close, even if you are hiding in a living creature, you will still also die because of how strong that blast was.
Like, at that point, it's incinerating, like, not just your skin, but, like, there are explosions that incinerate people's bones. Like,
yeah,
you literally become ash on the ground.
Yeah. Like that should have happened there, 100%. Now the Danzo one, because of Inazumi, what was the technique called? Because of that technique that Danzo had with like 12 Sharingan, I do think Sasuke should have lost that shit, 100%. And Sasuke's eyes were starting to go, like,
yeah, like he
100%
at that point, fight. Like, his blindness was real. Yeah. And we don't really see Sasuke having a an ability to sense like what's around him to like any.
And Danzo degree. Had freaking Hashira cells. Like what?
Also,
like I remember the Danzo. I just remember him like because Sasuke won because he pretended to knock out one Sasuke, of his.
Sasuke killed every single because every time that he killed Danzo, the Izanami like would one of the Sharingan would close.
Take an eye.
But he yeah. Danzo had so many. So what they're telling us is that Sasuke killed Danzo that many times in their fight with different techniques each time. And then, yeah, the last one was that he held Karin captive and Sasuke didn't give a fuck about Karin and stabbed right through her.
Yeah. Gosh, I don't know why I would like Sasuke. But I mean, he was cooler, but he's honestly a bitch and a terrible person. Like, everyone should like Naruto. And then the audacity to say, I'm going to be Hokage. After you just abandon the village
to show up
like 5 years, he's like, I don't care what anyone says, I'm gonna be Hokage. Really, you think anyone here is gonna have you be Hokage? Like,
that was those were his first words when he came back. Those were his first words when he showed back up, was like, I'm gonna be Hokage, bitch. What, first off, who are you?
Also, wasn't Kiba like, I'm also gonna be Hokage?
Yes,
and you're
yes,
like, shut
was.
Up, Kiba.
Yes, it was.
Kiba, you don't know what you're talking about.
Oh my god. I think what would be funny though is that if with all of that had happened, I think it'd be hilarious if, you know, with everything going on in Boruto, if something does happen to Naruto and then they're like, who's gonna be the next Hokage? And then they make it Kiba. That would be amazing. Fang over Fang.
Because the Hokage is appointed by the previous Hokage, right?
They are nominated by the previous Hokage.
Okay. Yeah, but there's still like a council or whatever, because there are a lot of people that weren't happy about Tsunade being Hokage, but half of them wanted her to be Hokage. Mm-hmm. Danzo wanted to be Hokage, but, you know, he just...
Yeah, become Hokage for
well, Danzo was a temporary Hokage while Tsunade was sick or missing or something like that. Mm-hmm. So he was like a fill-in. He wasn't actually Hokage, which is why he doesn't have a stone face.
Yeah.
But he got to go to the Kage Summit. So how convenient was that?
So convenient. The timing was impeccable.
You'd be right.
I have like an inverse for this. I mean, we might do another episode on it later, but like...
No.
A fight that should have been won that a character lost.
Right.
Neji. Neji's death was bullshit.
Dylan, I'm skeptical on this one because it was not a true one-on-one fight, but I agree. Neji shouldn't have died. There's enough going on and enough people there that small opening that he has still shouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
I think
Fantastic
should have lost against Neji also in the training exam.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, Naruto should have lost to Neji.
Bakugan.
Bakugan,
thank you. It's just too powerful, and he locked up so many of his cells, too. Like, he almost made Naruto immobile, and then Naruto's like, well, I have a certain amount of chakra in my body. I can reopen those holes. Also,
I don't see the Bakugan stopping at the ground to, like, perceive where someone's chakra is. So I feel like he still would have... I don't know how deep it would go, but like Naruto, if he's deep in, or if he's shallow enough in the ground where he can just pop up and, you know, give him an uppercut, Neji's Byakugan should have sensed that he's down there.
Also, in the fact that the reason he was able to do that was because there was a part of him that was knocked, that was down, and then he dug a hole right there, had a clone, then made a clone and had the clone go into the hole. So like at some point Neji should have seen either Naruto working on making that hole or making a clone to go into the hole.
Yeah, because he can also see like
clone.
The chakra layout of the clones.
It's a shadow clone. It's just a shadow.
I mean,
he doesn't have chakra.
That was also how like Neji, I think, well, it's been so long since I've seen that fight, but like how Neji would determine which was a clone and which is not because of the flow of their chakra, right?
Yeah. But Shadow's Hydra Chakra. Just kidding. That's
Okay. So you're saying that Shikamaru should always beat Neji. Any Higa. Yeah.
I love Shikamaru.
I feel like that is a shitty power to have. Not shitty, but like it literally, I feel like in almost any other instance would take two people or an accomplice to really beat an enemy because your main power is just holding someone.
Well, originally. Well, not even. Yeah. Because remember, even in the tuning exam, he did have the ability to make his shadow like wrap up your body and like crush your neck if he wanted it to. He just didn't do that.
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't against violence, but he didn't like killing people.
Yeah.
Except everything was a drag.
It's too much work, Matt.
Yeah.
Why should I have to fight, let alone kill? It's too much work.
Side question. Is there a normal school in Naruto? Like, because, you know, there's just plenty of people that just don't go to ninja school. But
yeah, I would assume there is. From what it looks like is that, I mean, it's a village, so it's very small. What, like 20 clans max, maybe? But, you know, definitely not everybody's a shinobi. So definitely probably like a normal.
This like majority, is like, majority of them are shinobi. Yeah, but they don't see that side of life.
Yeah, they probably like learn about ninjas and stuff, but they don't learn to become ninjas. They just learn about like villages and the world and that ninjas do exist. But like that's the extent of their knowledge compared to like you're going to learn how to mold chakra and walk up trees and be super
they
fast.
Also never really learned that while they were in school. Like all the things they learn about, I guess, like how chakra works. But I'm feeling like there's a lot of gap in their knowledge base, but I guess they need personalized education, and that's why they get with a jonin that teaches them how to walk up walls, control chakra, you know, nature energies that isn't relevant until Naruto is what, 15?
Forget how young they are.
Think it's been really useful.
I think the best job to have in Naruto is being a carpenter.
Right, because everything's gonna have work.
Is everything
you get hired all the time?
Yeah.
Never a dull day at work. Always busy.
You're always busy.
Or like a paint remover if you're in the young Naruto days, because he was always painting the stone walls, the stone faces.
Oh yeah.
Well, another day. Got to go remove this paint Naruto put up.
I thought you said paint remover, and I was like, no.
Honestly, that would probably be a better job for a ninja, just because they can use a water element chakra to wash it away. Like I can just see Kakashi making a dragon just to wash the paint away from the Mount Rushmore type monuments. The ninja. Kimimaru fight from Naruto. Rock Lee should have lost that. Also, they were going to die. Only thing that saved them was Kimimaru dying.
Yep.
I think Gaara were going back and forth for a good bit, but no, Lee should have lost a lot sooner.
First off, Drunken Fist is the most powerful technique in Naruto, and you can't tell me otherwise, okay?
Also, honestly, I would have liked to see a Drunken Fist guy versus Madara. That would have been a good fight. Like, maybe he's up to maybe, like, gate. There's 8 gates, so maybe, like, gate 6 being Drunken Fist.
I don't think it would have been fast enough.
I don't know. I feel like you just have an intuition, though, that it's like a perception hockey, like observation hockey. He just gets that to a degree.
But also, all it does is dodge attacks, and he needed to deal damage to Madara, and he wouldn't have been able to deal damage at a Drunken Fist.
Guess that's a fair point.
But Lee being drunk was hilarious. Mm-hmm. That shit was amazing. It's like one of the best parts of the early Naruto. Like Lee versus Gaara, Lee versus Kimimaru. I mean, yes, people hate on Lee because Lee takes L's as well, but his fights are at least interesting.
I mean, he's definitely a better character than Kiba. Shiba. No one cares about Shiba.
Who is Shiba?
Exactly. Like Naruto came back and he was like, who are you?
No, I said Shiba. Because his name is Shino.
Oh, Shino. Sorry. Shiba's a dog.
Yeah.
Shino. Not Kiba, but Shiba is a type of dog. Anyone else in Naruto that you think took L's or that should have won or shouldn't have won?
It can be debated to say whether or not Pain should have actually won the entire thing. With how many of them? What, 7 of them or 6 of them? Like it can easily be debated that even with Sage Mode for Naruto, like Naruto just learned Sage Mode, and Jiraiya knew Sage Mode, Granted, he needed the totes to be with him to do it, but Jiraiya was a master ninja, Sannin, with mastered Sage Mode, was able to take out four of them, but he didn't know that one of them could resurrect the other ones, and that's kind of why he lost that fight. But Naruto was still not as skilled, and again, just learned Sage Mode, was not a master of it at all, but was able to go in there after Pain had killed everybody and was able to hand him a quick L. Hand all of them except for the main Pain a quick L. And then had to have the Ninetales come out to beat the main Pain. And then go find Nagato.
Also,
and you talk to him.
Yeah. And then get aided by his dad at that very moment for just some arbitrary reason. It's just like, hey, actually, I was also sealed inside the Ninetales with you, but
just like your mama.
And just decided to come out right now. Like, there's been other opportunities where you could have used a little more help controlling the QB. And I could have helped you, but this seemed like the most perfect moment to do that.
He did say that it was like he had sealed himself in there to come out of a certain part of the QB's like release. And I guess that he finally hit that reach because, you know, what Naruto had, what was it, 6 tails that were about to come out, 7 tails that were about to come out when he was in the meteor?
Yeah.
But granted, because he was still in the meteor. So when Minato came and calmed him down and got him out of that rage state and Naruto kind of turned back into Naruto, he was in the motherfucking meteor. Like, that, he still should have been, like, caught up in that orb that Pain made.
Yeah, because he's got the almighty push, so he still shouldn't be able to do anything or move, but, yeah. But I'm noticing, like, that is a Naruto thing, or thing with the story. It's like, hey, there's levels to it. It's like the gates. Like, they gave Naruto gates without having to give him gates, or gates are a way to give normal people QB powers, or, you know, Toby's powers without having to do it.
Oh, man. I like the pain fight.
It's a great fight. I love it.
Just a little bit of bullshit, but it's still good.
When Naruto was like pinned down by Pain, Pain could just cut his head off or done whatever he needed to do before Hinata.
I mean, even Hinata dying really shouldn't have affected. I mean, other than it just infuriated Naruto, that's the only thing that was really good for. But he was already in the process of attacking. He could have swiftly just taken them both out.
Remember, he needed to keep Naruto alive because he has to remove the Ninetales from him. He had to capture him and take the Ninetales. Which he should have been still easily able to do, but...
Yeah, you've been doing this for literally 9 other or 8 other characters. Like, you're telling me you don't have this technique down pat?
They didn't steal bees until the war, I thought.
Yeah, they took bees in the war.
Yeah. Those bees, a different level class.
Yeah, like, he was the only one who could really control, like, fully control his beast mode as well, his tailed beast mode.
Also, just, it seems interesting that Naruto, other than Gaara, has never come into contact with any other, like, Jinchuriki, and that most of the other Jinchurikis have a good relationship with their tailed beast.
He came in contact with the bubble one.
That is right.
The 7? No. 6 tails?
Usagi or something? I think that's what his name was.
Yeah, he like played the flute with bubbles and whatever. They met.
Yeah, that was a whole arc.
And then if you think about in a filler episode, he met the three tails.
Also, the three tails wasn't even with that Jinchuriki when they took the three tails, was he? Like, because he was, like, in a big lake or something, because he was a turtle.
It's like, all of them were supposed to be off-screen when they took them, the filler episodes, so I'm not sure how accurate they are for them taking the Jinchuriki or the tail beast from.
Gotta love Naruto filler.
Utakata.
In the 1,000 episodes of it that they are.
It's like, I think I looked at, and we were watching The Grace and Naruto, I think it was slightly over a third of the episodes in Naruto and Naruto Shippuden were filler.
Also, anyone that says, like, One Piece is too long but still keeps up with Naruto is out of their mind.
She's like an extra 300 episodes.
I mean, Naruto isn't, I don't see it ending anytime soon because they're still going on with Boruto.
Oh, Boruto.
And because Naruto is still an integral character and is the key to winning a lot of the fights in that show. Like, Boruto, the next generation, but, you know, we still have to have a huge influence of Naruto in the show.
Because that's the only way you're going to get people to watch, or at least old fans.
Honestly, I feel like Boruto is a more skilled ninja than Naruto ever was, but...
Yeah, people were saying that the Minato genes skipped the generation.
But Naruto is a genius, like... Well, he's not a genius, but he wins a lot of plot armor. But he wins a lot of fights, and he's skilled, especially that fight with the two cloud ninjas, where he stopped that knife with his elbow, caught the... It was just such a good fight.
Yeah, I think it was just more so because it took Naruto so long to get good and become a battle... I was going to say statistician, but that's wrong. But yeah, like, it took him so long. You know, he was, 13, 14 by the time it happened, compared to Boruto being, 11 and kicking ass.
Yeah.
Top of the class outside of Sarada.
Also, Rasengan isn't going to be, like, a one-size-fits-all key for every situation, but I feel like that's a huge downfall with anime, and I think going back to Ichigo is the same way, like, you have one attack. You can slice and die. Like, guess what, Tensho? It's one slicing attack. And if that doesn't work, how do you win a fight other than that?
Getsuga Tensho!
And other than his shadow clones and his Rasengan, like, what did Naruto ever do other than go into QB form? And he's like, oh, yeah.
Which then he just got stronger Rasengans.
Do something else. They absorbed chakra in that one technique. Like, he absorbed his Rasengan, but a Rasengan still worked because he didn't pay attention to it. It's just,
yeah, the one that absorbed attacks, he was able to beat because he hit him. It was lethal damage to hit it with a physical attack, and Naruto's Sage Mode allowed him to hit him without hitting him. What?
Oh yeah, because it just.
What?
The aura around it. That's what it was. It was like, yeah. What? You can't see where all it's attacking. So it actually has an outer field of effect outside of this that you just don't know about because no one else can sense nature chakra. It's just like.
Shit was the dumbest thing in the world.
But I see you have Kaneki on here, Matt. So you have anything?
Yeah, to no, I have here? Kaneki with the. Just rewatch the butcher fight with Sue. The purple hair guy. I can't remember.
The gourmet?
Yeah, the gourmet. Yeah, I said butcher. The butcher was a guy that was trying to kill him. Even the big muscular guy, he could have knocked out Kaneki because he was drugged. He was drugged and like put under sleeping gas while walking to the thing. And then I don't think the anime shows that, but in the manga, that's what, when he drank the coffee, it was drugged so he would fight weaker and he would get killed sooner. But I'm thinking the butcher might have been someone later on in Re. But Kaneki, but when he went to the church to fight the gourmet, who was the wife, crap. Toga, no, and the anime is mixed up.
I don't remember.
Yeah, it's been so long since I watched Tokyo Ghoul. You know, I'm looking at characters.
Tsukiyama. Tsukiyama is a gourmet, but when, and he wants, I mean, he was a fight. I'm just
spit it out, Matt. Spit it out. I know. But what point are you getting to with the fight?
When the Toku, name is important. He was wrecking Kaneki and Toku until Toku bit Kaneki to get the power up to be able to beat Tsukiyama. You guys remember that part at all, or
no?
I'm still trying to figure, like, remember that. So you're saying he ate? He started eating the demons to gain power, like eating the other ghouls?
No, I don't think Tsukiyama was, he wasn't a cannibal, but he always preferred higher flesh humans. He had a particular scent for it, but I mean, he wants to eat Rize.
Too bad she's bad.
Yeah. Well, not really. Whatever. That's Rize is a whole another bag of worms.
Like, Kaneki even being alive is just kind of like a fight that, or a thing that shouldn't have happened. Because yeah, Rize wasn't, I mean, wasn't Rize going to eat Kaneki, or she was eating Kaneki?
She already pretty much eat majority of them.
Yeah.
Then the doctor put the organs, Rize's organs in.
Scaffold fell, put the organs in, and he was fine.
Also, her dying from, like, scaffolding falling on her.
It's like, I forget how far you're into it, but she actually didn't die when the scaffold fell.
Well, I watched it all, but it's just been so long. But
also, I know you did the anime of the manga as well, man. The manga goes into much more detail that we probably don't know about.
Yeah, I've only seen the anime. So I guess I'm shooting myself in the foot there on like a complete story.
I did see the final, the final episode of Re. I kind of actually enjoyed it a lot. Thought they did a good job on that, but they just missed. I don't know how they
made. I can't remember if they had Re also be the full end. Is that, did it do the full end, or is it just the?
I think it was a long, I can't remember. I think it was a like 40 minute episode to end it.
Okay, but like the very, very end, like this is the end of Tokyo Ghoul.
Yeah, they did.
Okay, because I can't remember if Ree went into that last arc or there was another Tokyo Ghoul that came out for that last bit.
No, they just condensed 180 chapters to 24 episodes somehow. That's
yep. No, she love it.
Jesus.
But
all on the budget.
Awesome. Any other fights, little guys? I know there were quite a few that you know these people shouldn't have won, but they won. Gotta love anime. But any other fights?
I think I got all I have. I know we can, I mean, we can probably talk about One Piece almost entire episode, but I know this is definitely a longer episode that we were doing right now.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Just real quick, Luffy should have lost a crocodile. Yeah. 100, like 10 out of 10, and an L. But an L just because he was rubber, but he really still shouldn't have had a way to do damage to an L. But Enel and Crocodile, Luffy should have lost. But otherwise, I've never really been upset with
One Piece. As a Zoro stan, you guys, as you guys know, for those of you who aren't caught up, skip the next like 45 seconds. But Sanji shouldn't have beat Queen. Zoro shouldn't have beat King. Shouldn't happen. I will currently stand by with where they were, the bullshit power-ups that kind of happened and everything that happened. I don't think either one of them should have won those fights. King, we didn't even get to see what King could actually do.
Yeah. And Queen's cop-out was that there was always another power that Queen had, like, or just ability to remove a part of his body. But, I mean, they gave Sanji a power up because his cells finally started to kick in, which is like why after 20 years of this stuff finally working.
Exactly. But it's like that's my point. That's my point. That was like the bullshit. Because mom took the medicine or the drug or whatever so that wouldn't happen to Sanji, but somehow during the Queen fight, because they kept talking because of the raid suit and how much Queen kept talking about Germa, all of a sudden Sanji was like, I now can do the things that my siblings can do.
Yeah. And then Zoro has been beaten to a pulp, but just because of a
and drug, then that extra medicine.
Not like it doesn't.
Well, it wasn't even that the medicine is the reason he won. Like the medicine was that he can keep fighting. It was like he understood when he could and couldn't attack King, and that was how he beat King. And I'm kind of like, I love my boy, but King is the right hand of the strongest creature. King is a legendary race, and he is the last of his kind. King can control and manipulate fire. Like, no, no, no.
King is Sephiroth.
Oh, from
Final Fantasy.
Kingdom Hearts. Oh, yeah.
From Kingdom Hearts.
So from Kingdom Hearts. Yeah, from Final Fantasy. They are a mix. But, yeah, there are plenty of fights that just shouldn't have been one with plot armor, talk no jutsu, power of friendship.
Talk no jutsu, boy, that thing's strong, ain't it? Talk no jutsu, the most powerful jutsu in all of Naruto.
Gosh.
All sexy jutsu.
I think that this is really my biggest thing is when a character wins a fight, when they have to take time to transform, or when anyone wins a fight, when they're trying to transform, or they have to charge up an attack, and there's not really a reason why the opponent shouldn't have attacked and used that opening of a few minutes, unless they just have like the Kenpachi obsession with strength and fighting someone strong. But most people don't.
Like Vegeta. Vegeta let Cell get strong because he was like, I want a stronger fight.
Stupid.
Pride.
When you're fight, like just...
Let's move on.
Yeah, move on with your life. Do something else. There's so many other things. If you're going to be the strongest, just say you're the strongest. But you proved it. You don't have to like let him get stronger. That's literally asking for your ass to get kicked.
Oh, man. But great episode, guys. So many fights that go this route. And as we all know, they're making so many more anime. They're going to keep happening. So we can have this conversation again for all we know in a year, and it'll be a whole another 20 people that we talk about. That's just kind of how this thing rolls. But guys, if you are, as Matt said earlier, if you make sure you follow us on YouTube. Also, be sure to follow us on our other social media platforms. We are The Anime Feast on Instagram, Anime Feast on TikTok, on Twitter, and again on YouTube. So be sure to drop those follows. Be sure to give us comments. Be sure to subscribe. Just kind of tell us some of your favorite fights, some of the fights you also think the protagonist or antagonist should not have won but did win. And until next time.
Stay hungry, my friends.
Peace.
Peace.